Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The powers that be are all fixed, ready to go with the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn is here, sort of. Jay Kirshner is here. She's here in spirit.
You can't make me laugh. She's an all-star cop.
Well, listen. I'll do my best to torture you because I've been. That's one of my favorite things to do. You torture me.
I do.
So
it's
that's right.
Fair.
That's right. Turnabout is fair play. So Jen is here. Jay is here. She's not feeling that great either. So I guess it's up to me. Hoorah!
Carry on. You have to do it for us.
Hold it down.
I can't. But I can't do it without you, ladies. See, that's the deal.
Well, obviously.
Right, so, yeah.
Jay's doing it. Great.
All right. Yeah. We'll all be together at the Gracie's, the award in Los Angeles this coming Tuesday night, which Jay will receive. Jennifer and Val. And, well, we had a three-way last year for the Gracie's because Victoria.
Okay, so we had a three-person award.
But what a three-way. Well, yeah, sure. Okay.
You don't want to spread rumors like that. Come on.
No, certainly not. So let's get into the charts because that's what we do here in this hour. The ladies who are here represent talk radio in its finest form. Jennifer is from KRLA and also certainly connected to this program for many years in many ways. She does the morning show on The Answer in Los Angeles. Also, Jay Kirshner, who is a veteran radio person. That's one of the reasons that they both have won Gracie's. And so we'll go through the charts for this week and pick out some of the things that are on the top of the heap conversationally, what Jennifer has talked about on her program. So let's start with what's number two on the list this week. You can get the list, by the way, every week, the official list in order on the gooddayshow.com website or talkers.com. And usually during the course of the hour, you'll hear the official list. But I think that it takes time, and I want to get into some of the issues here, which are more interesting and maybe more important. And certainly the debt thing is an interesting conversation because now apparently there is a path to a deal. But a few days ago, you would have thought the world was coming to an end because the Republicans said, you're not going to do this unless you cut the budget. The other guys say, no, we're not doing it. So it's back and forth, the usual huzzarai. In this case, the Republicans are right. At least that's my read on it. And I think most anybody else who's got any common sense at all, maybe I should put it this way. Most people who pay taxes don't like to pay taxes. And they certainly don't like to pay for some of the moves that are apparent every year. They don't have zero-based budgeting. Government's not run like a business, as is obvious by the fact that there's a almost $32 trillion debt that we've gotten. We've heaped this up in just 20 years. Over $1 trillion on average a year. We spend more than a trillion. Think about this. Just think about it. On average, for the last 20 years, there have been certainly highs. Some years, like when it all started in 2003 with the war in Iraq, when we got into the hole for $3 trillion, and then it's just a downhill spiral, or depending on how you look at the numbers, an uphill spiral since then. But an average of $1,500,000,000. Do you even get those numbers?
No.
It a year.
It's absurd.
It is.
How
ridiculous.
Do you imagine it? I mean, it's really hard for all of us to figure that out. And I love how they've been saying it's doomsday if we default. I mean,
oh, my God. Yeah.
Doomsday. I mean, that's a little dramatic, isn't it?
It is a little dramatic. But they're all such phonies. And they're all such the drama here, what the Republicans are going to do, what the Democrats are going to do, da-da-da-da. Do your job. That's the bottom line. So do they get together, make a deal? I love the headlines because they all love that negative side of it. Oh, it possibly could still fail. It could be that everything's going to collapse. It'll be the end of the world as we know it. This goes on. Why do we live in a society like this? We're paying for it, and we're getting screwed across the board. Left, right, doesn't make a difference which side you're on. It's just, it's asinine. And these people that are in power right now, they want to give everything away. They still come up with these cockamamie schemes to give more money to make it more difficult for people to hire folks. Well, we'll give them a little incentive, like, okay, here's $100 a week for this and $200 a week for that and $300 a week for something. It is ludicrous. And how it is that people come up with this philosophy of let's give everything away. Okay, I've been off on my tangent long enough. Ladies, any thoughts now that I've blown everything out of the water?
I think you got it.
You think I got it?
Pretty well-rounded statement.
Well, I mean, just, I don't think I'm wrong in any one of these.
No, no, not at all. Well, and then it's just, I don't know, it's just, it's absurd. It is all just absurd.
Mm. You know, for the first time this week, we don't have a Supreme Court. Well, we have the anti-LGBTQ legislation that is the legal. I mean, I guess when you look at legal stuff, the Durham report, Hunter Biden, Trump and his legal stuff, there are three, and then the anti-LGBTQ legislation. Let's talk about that for a second. Where was that? Is that just in Florida? Because I don't think I've paid attention.
Which legislation is it? That is
Florida passed a bill that will allow any trans kids receiving gender-affirming care to be taken away from their families.
How do you like that?
The bill passed the Senate.
I don't hate it, actually.
Really? Why would I know that you'd go
I don't,
there?
Well, because you know what gender-affirming care is? Gender-affirming care is hormone treatments, or even worse, yeah, cutting off breasts and child mutilation. And to have that happen under the age of 18, I mean,
well,
would you
that.
Let your kid
I'm against
have that?
That. I agree with
okay,
with that
then
point.
You're with a bill. Okay. See, that's okay. The problem is when it's labeled anti-LGBTQ,
Right. Yeah. It
makes you think that they're trying to go after people who are choosing the gay lifestyle or whatever.
What's the real bill
it's
all
not
about?
Not only the surgery. When it comes to gender-affirming care,
it
that
can be
is
drugs.
Included. It can be drugs. It could even just be mental health.
Yeah, right. I mean, I guess it's a little different. I think the fine line is if you start inserting drugs or puberty blockers, if you start doing the surgeries under the age of 18...
Who even thinks this
that.
Way?
I don't think that's a...
Where does this come from?
Breast implants under the age of 18. A lot of people have had trouble with that, with parents
Botox.
Who insert that insist that their girls start to have all these surgeries so they look a certain way. We would have problems with that, I think.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right. The Supreme Court did... This is sort of a talk radio countdown extra. Supreme Court finding this week that an Andy Warhol print of Prince infringed on the copyright of the photographer who took the image. I saw this and I didn't talk about it, and I was thinking, what an interesting piece of legal jurisprudence, right? So here, Andy Warhol takes a picture that has been done, taken of Prince. It's not, this Prince didn't sue him. The person who took the picture that he used for the print of Prince sued him. And this is something, I know, this happened, how long has Prince been dead? 10 years? Has it been that long?
Yes, for sure.
Seems about right, yeah.
Right, yeah. So I thought that was really very, it was something from, if you listen to both hours of the countdown and the related conversation that we have here on the review, you hear Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer that always has something to say. I got to remember to ask him that question when he's here later on. Okay, so and one of the other things that hasn't been talked about, but it sort of is under the surface because Ron DeSantis' name is number 7 on the people list, the whole business of Disney that continues to feud with DeSantis. Now, tell me that this isn't dumb. What's going on? Is DeSantis the smartest guy in the room or the dumbest guy in the room, given now this $1 billion development that was going to move a lot of people, Jennifer, from Los Angeles to Florida?
Done.
It's over. Not going to happen. And that's because of DeSantis screwing around with them. So does this give Trump an upper hand in the whole in Florida or anywhere?
Yeah, no, I think DeSantis has played the card a little too hard. I don't know. I really think that DeSantis has done a good job as governor of Florida. Mm. I don't want to completely trash him,
No.
I would vote for him at some point.
Would you?
But I think he's pushing this too hard. I think somebody's in his ear telling him, yeah, more of this, more of this, more of this.
Right.
And there's a lot of ego that's building there. So he's going to jump into the race next week for president. Uh-huh. That's at least the reporting. As far as the Disney stuff goes, Disney shouldn't get to go away tax-free from their little spot in Florida. But you also don't want to have the weaponization of government, because in full transparency, while I may be on DeSantis' side in all of this, I wouldn't like it if the roles were reversed. I don't want the government weaponizing against business, individuals, or otherwise. You know, I go crazy when I hear about the Biden government weaponizing. Why would I want the DeSantis government doing that?
And then, but then there's the more practical side of it. Everybody seems to love Disney, or most people do. I may be in the rare exception to that, because I don't like the Disney culture. It's too broad for me, but that's me. The other side of it is I don't appreciate the government trying to screw around with a company like this, to the extent that it did, for the reasons that it did. I guess maybe that's it. So, at any rate.
I think, for all honesty, if I said, would I like Gavin Newsom doing this to Disney in California? The answer would be no. So I wouldn't like DeSantis doing this to Disney in Florida. But Disney should pay their taxes there.
Well, they've created there's a lot of feather bedding going on, and Disney created something that was pretty cool for itself. No question about that. But do you change the deal in the middle of the stream? The deal was the deal. So at this point in time, well, I don't like the deal anymore, so I change it. That's not how it works. And with 40,000 people employed in Florida by Disney, with them being the largest landowners in the state, the largest employers, and certainly the amount of money that goes through there from people going through. What would Orlando... I remember... The first time I ever flew into Orlando, it was the smallest airport I think I'd ever flown into. It had like 14 gates, and they were in one little building. And
well, it's a swamp. Spoiler alert.
What? Yeah, everything, all the land they took over and made useful was a big swamp. Correct. So anyway, more opinions and thoughts on the big stories of the week on the Talk Radio Review.
Talk Radio.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy to get on the Calitrin program. Is it really, Elizabeth?
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. There's no crazy diets or crazy workout plans. This is just healthy weight loss.
What's the way that people can get the most for their buck, the biggest bang for their buck in terms of buying Calitrin now?
Well, right now, we do have our greatest hit sale up for this is our 26th anniversary of helping customers lose weight. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again is toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn to go through some of the social media comments, whether they come through our social media, Facebook and Instagram. By the way, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. And then there's always 855-999-DOUG, which is 855-999-3684. Here's somebody listening to us in Maui who is concerned. Yes, right. Well, we have a couple of stations on the Hawaiian Islands. So in Maui, this particular person was concerned about a story that we followed rather rather instinctively. No, this is okay. This is the story of a woman getting married.
Okay.
Well, in regards to the woman wanting to marry herself and you wanting to marry yourself, Doug, to quote Woody Allen, masturbation is having sex with the person I love the most. So why can't you marry yourself if that's the person you love the most? Aloha from Maui.
exactly.
That Kauai is the best island, yes. Everybody go to Kauai. Don't come to Maui, please. Thank you. Aloha.
That wasn't exactly what I had in mind, sir, but I suppose, listen, everybody's got their own point of view.
Where's the lie?
So, Jennifer, we were talking about this woman who, after many years of, this kind of reminds me of Dick Cheney. I've been looking for a vice presidential candidate, and here I am.
That's right. Couldn't find anybody better, so enjoy me.
So this lady couldn't find anybody she loved more than herself, so she's just married herself.
Yes.
Yeah,
her first marriage didn't work out. She wanted her dream wedding and got tired of waiting around. And good for people. Good for anyone who's like, you know what? I want my dream wedding.
Really?
Why do I need
to
wait for somebody else?
You know I love you, Jim.
Throw that party.
Marry yourself. Who's going to come to that wedding?
Throw that party.
I'm marrying myself and I'm registered at Nordstrom.
Free bar.
Yeah.
Maybe, I guess, if you have a good party.
People will go.
I'll come to any party.
All right, let's get to some of the other stories that people are commenting on, Jay. Shall we? Start with Joanne.
Joanne is following most closely the Sanctuary City Nightmare in New York.
It's a nightmare wherever it is. Doesn't make any difference whether it's New York or any place else.
They're putting them in high school gymnasiums. That was the problem in New York.
Yeah. Well, the governor of Texas sending them up to Colorado now on buses, all of these people. That's, by the way, the number one story this week on the talker's list is the immigration problem. Okay, what else?
Marion is following the mainstream, says the mainstream media's almost complete silence regarding the Durham report is proof there was a silent coup against Trump. Stand up, America.
You know, it's interesting. The Durham report thing was not covered well.
No, on purpose. Because it exonerated what Trump's been saying all along.
Yeah.
That he was spied on, that Obama and Biden knew about it, that the FBI had zero evidence to investigate him, but they did it anyway because they didn't want him to win. The only thing they had evidence on, hard evidence, was that the Clinton campaign had organized this piece of campaign research, opposition research that they were doing against Trump. They created the story about Russia, about the golden shower in the bed that Obama slept in. Remember all that stuff? I mean, disgusting. And they made it all up.
Listen, it's good copy. It's kind of interesting. Let's have a little, I'm sure the Democrats have got some more where that came from. All right, what does Troy have to say?
Says following the mainstream media saying nothing about all the new evidence against the corrupt FBI and the Biden family makes me sad where this country is going.
Well, I don't think that's really true. There's a lot of focus now on the Hunter Biden investigation for sure and where that is and how crooked the Biden family must be.
I think that's... it was the coverage of the hearing last week. Again, it's crickets from the mainstream news media.
Of course. But it's number four this week on the story list of Talkers Magazine. We continue with our talk radio review, so stick around, boys and girls. 28 past the hour now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Forecasters warning the U.S. is going to be hotter than normal this summer. New data from NOAA indicates that 2023 will likely fall under the top 10 warmest years on record. Accused Pentagon leaker Jack Teixeira remaining behind bars while he awaits trial. Prosecutors wanted him held while his defense argued that he be released into his father's care. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has signed a historic gun safety bill into law. That bill signed yesterday establishes universal background checks for private gun sales and restricts when police can use no-knock warrants. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin delivering the commencement speech at George Mason University, but not without controversy. Some of the students turned their backs on the governor, raising signs that read, "Mason demands action." Corey Myers, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, a firm overview of what's going on in our world, the news. We are news talk. We are talking about what's in the news. That's what we do on these programs. Some of us take a lighter approach to it much of the time and don't necessarily focus on all the serious stuff. But most of the news talk stuff is one-sided, pretty one-sided, as most of the news media is pretty one-sided on the other side. So as a result of that, there is an interesting sort of overview, Jennifer and Jay, this week. Number 7 on the story list are the media moves, mostly at Fox, but a few other things that are going on. Looks like Sean is going to replace in that time slot where Tucker was. And now what I'm looking at, and I'm not sure whether you probably heard more about this than I have, Jennifer, but where Laura Ingram is going to end up,
well,
maybe
that's
out.
Question. Where is Laura Ingram?
I think she's gone.
Some places have her out, and Fox says they have a plan for her.
Right.
We'll see.
Sunday night at midnight. I think that's where she goes. Anyway,
she doesn't have the best reputation.
She's horrible to work with. Impossible to work with.
But a lot of people seem to tune into her show. Now, the question will be, mm-hmm. will they do that without the Tucker Hannity lead-in, or mm-hmm. will she do something else?
Who are the other people? I only know, it's kind of like News Nation. I like to watch Cuomo, Dan Abrams, and Ashley Banfield. Those are the people that I check in with pretty much every night. I don't watch Fox News. I know what they're going to say, so why bother? There's nothing there unless you want to hear your favorite song over and over again. This is like playing one of my, you know, like Tavares and Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. I could listen to that all day, every day, as far as music is concerned. And so on Fox, you get the same thing all day, every day. On MSNBC, you get the same thing all day, every day. CNN says, well, we're going to be different now. Really? How are you going to pull that off? You got nobody left except Wolf, and who even pays?
I don't think CNN's even trying to be different. You know, they brought in that Caitlin Collins, who I thought was did.
She was the one that did
the town hall.
Town hall, right? I didn't get that at all either. Anyway, so the circumstances at Fox are fluid, I would say, at the moment, as Lachlan McLaughlin or whatever is. But Lachlan Rupert,
Murdoch.
I get all the names twisted. Lachlan Murdoch, who is the heir apparent to his father in running Fox and all of its associated businesses, says, we're not worried about it. We've been there before, we've tanked before, and we've recovered before.
It's true. No one said that things would be the same after Bill O'Reilly left. And look at, there was Tucker Carlson.
Yep. Right. And now Tucker Carlson is gone. Sean is the mainstay. Has been. I think he's been there. I know he's been there the longest of anybody.
He kind of was on. The problem is that Sean has been doing the same show over and over again for years now. So.
Oh, yeah. Same thing every day.
There was
radio shows
shit.
The same every day, too.
There was a shift this week for those of you who do watch Fox News. I know you don't, Doug. But he was interviewing Rhonda McDaniel. And instead of softballing her, he actually asked her, what are you doing? Where are the lawsuits? What's going on? Because a lot of people, you know, you can have a million conversations about what went on in the election. Mm. But I think what a lot of people will agree on is that many states changed their voting rules and that benefited Democrats because of COVID. And so now that COVID is over, is the RNC going through and trying to get the rules reinstated back to just normalcy instead of COVID rules? And so I don't think the answer is overwhelmingly yes. And so Sean actually took her to task, and it's the first time I've actually seen him ask hard questions in a while. So maybe he's prepping for his new role, because he's going to have to shake it up. He can't just do the same Hannity show over and over and over again.
Right. Yep. All right. Here's something that is dear and near to my heart. Your father and I have had any number of conversations. Mm-hmm. Jennifer's father, along with Jennifer, runs CRN, the talk radio company in Los Angeles that distributes lots and lots of great talk radio programming. The business about AM radio and what's the future going to be. Your father called me the first day it came out, and we got to do something about this. And I said, yeah, I'm already running the spots. This has been a prominent conversation on my program and there at CRN, and all the independents, although there aren't many of us left, are on to this big time. So we seem to be in unison. I was talking to Nick Miles, who is our auto expert on the Good Day program, about this and what these auto companies think they're going to gain. And now they're not going to gain anything, frankly. They're going to get listeners out of it. And so it's like a dollar and cent thing for them. And so now there's legislation proposed this past week. The proposed bill called AM for Every Vehicle Act, which would require car makers to maintain AM broadcast radio in all their cars, no additional charge. Various coalitions and trade groups, though, weighing in. There's a lot of support for this, but there's also some opposition. And I'm having a hard time figuring out how you could be opposed to this. The National Hispanic Media Coalition says thumbs up, the latest big group of radio people. There are plenty of others. There are lots of Hispanic stations, and most of them are on the AM band, so it would make sense. I think there are like 100 stations around the country that are devoted to Spanish language programming. Then there's the whole business of there are some who don't like the fact that a lot of the talk radio, and this sort of plays into the argument that was presented at first by Levin and Sean, and I think I was on it pretty much at the beginning as well, although I didn't come at it from the same point of view as those guys. I do think that you can make a very strong argument that somebody behind this doesn't want to have, they'd like to kill.
Thought, right.
Exactly. The right-wing
because
talk
really,
radio.
Other than Fox or Newsmax? And like the online publications, the source for conservative thought to come together is on talk radio, on AM radio. And so to try to kill that would be killing the way for the masses really to connect with each other.
So one of the groups that says it wants to eliminate hate, discrimination, and racism, says that the AM radio is filled with programming that is just that, and hateful, discriminatory, racist, and so, yeah, let's get rid of the AM radio band because we don't want to hear those voices.
Nasty people.
I think that...
Well, I'm happy to say that there's bipartisan legislation, though, this week. Did you see that?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, and bipartisan, Democrats and Republicans coming together to try to save AM radio. It's incredibly positive. I know a lot of independents like you, Doug, and as you mentioned, the company I run with my dad, CRN, also the company that I do my morning show for. They've been sending a lot. We have a fabulous guy who lobbies Congress, and he's been there working this like crazy, and everybody sort of came together, and this announcement this week is incredibly good for our future, because it is important that we keep this band going.
Wow.
Not only for conservative thought or for talk radio, for the talk voice, but also for people who use it in real emergencies.
All right, so that's one of the strongest, that's why the government's getting involved in it, because folks in the government have convinced the powers that be that without an AM radio band, because FM doesn't penetrate well in the rural parts of the country because the signals aren't strong enough. Many times radio stations are so far away, AM carries much better than FM. So unless you have the ability to plug in to a device to hear what's going on, and we all know what net neutrality has done to screw rural America, if they can't make money, they don't want to put their services out there. So I remember how many times we have this conversation, Jennifer, with Victoria about net neutrality and how people in, and this is something big for me because of my American Family Farmer program and the connection I have to the farming community. This is disaster for rural America. And it's like, up yours, we don't give a crap about you in rural America. And that's basically what the Consumer Technology Association is saying. Their membership says, well, you know what? We don't really need this. They can get it on their digital dashboard. Their statement this week, and listen to this, quote, mandating AM radio in new cars is like mandating CD or 8-track cassette players. Give me a break. You guys are so full of yourselves and full of what comes out of the back end of my cows. That is an argument that is so steeped in junk. And so they're out there, listen, this is not good because it's not acknowledging where technology is. We don't have to. Why do we have to acknowledge where technology is? You got all the other stuff. So leave it at that and leave the AM radios. Make it easy. I was talking to Nick Miles about this. The Toyotas are very difficult. I rented a couple of Toyotas recently, and I won't rent them because you can't find AM radio. You can spend a half an hour, and if you're lucky, you can figure out how to get onto an AM radio band. Whenever I'm in Los Angeles, I want to listen to Jennifer on 870, which is an AM station. That's the station she does morning. But yeah, who doesn't want to listen? Good point, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Anyway, I think I could go off on this, as you know, from now until the cows come home. I'm just really sick of this stuff that goes on. We haven't really talked about the debt ceiling very much. Let's spend...
Because there's nothing to talk about. It's just arguing.
Well, I suppose. So now Biden has picked this twosome to get the debt ceiling done, the deal done. I don't know much about either of these people. Steve, is it Ricchetti? And the lady that runs the Office of Management and Budget, Shalanda Young, they're leading the talks. They're on the Democratic side. So who's leading the talks on the Republican side, Jennifer?
I think primarily Kevin McCarthy is what I would think. Yeah, it seems. I mean, Republicans have already passed a bill, and that was kind of genius politically because, of course, it always goes back to politics because now they can say, well, look, we are ready to raise the debt ceiling. You just have to do X, Y, and Z, and it's really small cuts. It's really not even that aggressive. Mm-hmm. But Biden didn't want to cut anything and said that he will he will earn more money by raising more taxes. And
oh,
so,
my
course,
God.
Yeah.
All right, you know what we should have every week when we do this program? A moment or two for Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, she's always she's going after people this week. Lots of news on her.
The guy who is the congressman, where is he from, that she was yelling at on the steps of the Capitol? She said when he apparently approached, I can't remember his name now, but he approached her and she said, "You're scaring me. You're threatening me." He's a big black guy and she's, you know, about 5'2" and whatever. I would think she's scarier than him, frankly. I don't think I'd be afraid of this guy. So he got all indignant about it and had a couple of press conferences and went round and round about how irresponsible. She's a, I don't know, is she dangerous? Some people think she is. I think she's a clown. She's a character.
I don't know. This week she's gotten all serious. So, and by the way, the representative she had the confrontation with was Representative Jamal Bowman from New York.
It. Yeah, right.
And I guess he called her a white supremacist, and she took offense to that.
Well, she kind of is. Well, yeah. But she is.
Well, I don't know.
She is. Yeah, she is.
You think she's racist?
I don't know that white supremacists and racists are going the same sentence.
They're pretty lined up, I think so. Yeah, you think whites are better than everybody. That would make you a racist. But the story that I've been following this week, she launched articles of impeachment against Joe Biden, Alejandro Mayorkas, and
get rid of them all. Yep. Get them out of here. Move them out. Head them up. Move them out. It's 48 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Doug Steffen here with the official list from the charts from Talkers Magazine, available every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. On the story list at number 10 this week, concerns about artificial intelligence. At number 9, legislation affecting those people who are in the LGBTQ group. The abortion pill case is number 8. What's going on in right-wing media? The AM radio legislation, number 6, Trump and his legal situation, I put that in quotation marks, number 5, Hunter Biden and his legal situation, number 4, imagine that getting more attention than Trump, that's pretty interesting. The Durham report, what happened in the Russian connection, debt ceiling number 2, and the situation with immigration is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Steven, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The official list from Talkers Magazine for the week of the 15th to the 19th has the following people on the list. Sam Altman is at number 10. Greg Gianforte is number 9. Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity are tied for number 8 because Sean's moving into his old spot. Number 7, Ron DeSantis. Number 6, Greg Abbott. Hunter Biden is at number 5 on the people list. John Durham is number 4 on that same list. Of course, that's what we're going through. Trump is 3. Kevin McCarthy is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Imagine Donald being surprised that another Republican gets more attention than he does. Well, that's mostly because of the debt ceiling conversation, or the lack thereof, the conversations anyway. So that's the list. The people list, you've got it here as you listen to the weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The talk radio countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, now 53 past the hour. We're examining the charts for this past week. We're traveling very quickly through the month of May. That ought to be one of the stories, actually. How time, we talk about time travel. Time is traveling,
you know,
at an amazing...
You know, this drives me crazy.
Which one? When I talk about where we are?
No, just how fast time is going, because I know it, but I don't like to be reminded about it.
I know, right. All right, number 10 this week on the countdown, the concerns about artificial intelligence, which you will give you, if you really are paying attention to what's going on, it's going to give you the willies. The Open AI CEO, a guy named Sam Altman, was pretty open this week. There are a lot of people that are trying to get a handle on this or trying to use it for their advantage. Microsoft, certainly Google. There was a meeting of business and political folks that was held over in Portugal, and this guy didn't hold back at all. He says, you know, all these people that are there, Henry Kissinger apparently was there, UN Secretary or NATO Secretary General was there, 130 participants from 23 countries that were at a private meeting. This was not something that was open to the public. It was a 3-day event. And
even the meeting creeps me out, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just that all these tech people and the so-called world leaders are out there.
Well, the World Economic Forum happens every year in Davos, and so that's
also creepy, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
It's all scary. But
well, you know what they talk about, Jennifer, the when people talk about conspiracies, the trilateralists and the Bilderbergers and all of that stuff, basically, that's who these people are. And they are the people, in many folks' minds, who run the world. It's kind of for their benefit. The Rockefellers and, you know, people from all around the world who have huge wealth.
The haves.
Yeah, the haves. Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the thing with AI, though, I mean, yeah, those summits are creepy because you don't know who's there and why they're controlling so much of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing with AI, it's extremely powerful. I mean, I've been playing around with it in a limited way.
Yeah.
It writes press releases, to write bio. You can art. You can say, I want something in the style. I want to draw Doug Steffen in the style of Monet.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden, it like comes up with this amazing image in about 10 seconds. And so it is really incredibly powerful already. It gets more powerful by the day. My concerns with it, number one, does it replace humanity, essentially, because
mm-hmm.
you don't even need artists anymore. This is part of the reason the writers are on strike,
exactly.
And I can't disagree with them on that.
Nope.
Is that AI can replace them. It replaces people in business. And then part two, who controls the algorithm that tells us what we want to learn from AI? Because AI has a bias. If you type in something political, it's very easy to see the bias. And the fear for me, and I hate to be afraid, but will we be able to recognize it, number one? And the longer humanity goes, will we even be able to question any biases because we're just living off of what AI tells us?
Well,
do we start to believe everything we see, or do we start to get to the point where we don't believe anything we are seeing?
It's mind control. Basically, it's what a lot of people would like. It's these Bilderbergers would be in that group, but they're even afraid of it because it's moving so fast. So along with that, this week, Montana voted and enacted a ban on TikTok. So this is the first state imposing a law like this. This is a major step in the backlash against the Chinese and their social media platform that spies on everybody who uses it. So the governor said he signed the measure to protect people in his state, their personal lives, the private data from the Chinese Communist Party. Good move on his part as far as I'm concerned. You know, the people that there are a number of businesses, obviously, that use it in that state. And so I guess what they do is they pull the plug. I don't know how that works in terms of the technical side of not being able to use it. But I think this is one of those things. Look at all the dangers everywhere. Remember Will Robinson, danger, danger, Will Robinson. Well, the AI is dangerous, more dangerous probably than anything else, including the Chinese Communist Party. We're looking at, I hope this isn't the case because I want my grandchildren to have a wonderful, happy life. Most of our lives have been pretty good when you really get down to brass tacks, and there are always things like this that get in the way, but my God, at some point you got to think, oi, what is there about the future that looks bright? And then I think you stop, right? Because who knows? Right? That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Who knows what the future will bring? But if you look at this stuff, it doesn't look like it's, I think it's, I don't know, I use the word dangerous because I think that's the best word for it.
Well, it's scary.
Yeah. All right, 59 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.